Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Happy Mother's Day, mothers. So this is two times I'm speaking in a short little bit, and so I'm very aware of that, and I feel a little self-conscious. But this is going to be like a radio segment. You know, you listen to the radio, and they say, we're doing a segment on blah. We're going to go off the regular program, and we're going to do a segment on motherhood today. So just this is a short encouragement to the mothers, and I know I'm a mom, and I could be saying this about myself, but I actually feel this towards you guys, because now that I've been doing this long and hard for as long as I have, that, and I'm not in the season I was in with young children, and I see the young moms here, and the older moms, and then the moms, the ladies who act like moms, and I just felt like I really want to encourage what goes on in our church and what goes on in our families, because it's not a small thing. Galatians 6:9 says, don't grow weary in doing good. I feel like that's the essence of motherhood, is don't grow weary in doing good. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So I want to say that to the moms. You will reap if you faint not. But boy, do we feel like fainting sometimes. I think the mothers in our church are life givers. Like, literally life givers, like we physically are giving life, but we give life emotionally, we give life spiritually to the people around us. And I'm actually going to expand on the definition of motherhood a little bit. In John 2:12, John writes, and he says, let me just read this, I am writing to you little children because your sins are forgiven you for his namesake. I am writing to you fathers because you know him who has been from the beginning. I am writing to you young men because you have overcome the evil one. So this is like a personal letter that he's writing to people. So my encouragement today is going to be a personal letter, but instead of young men, children, and fathers, I'm going to call the little children young moms. Not because you're little children, but I'm just switching the names out. I'm going to call the young men older moms, and I'm going to call the fathers the single women who haven't had biological children, but they give and they care and they nurture and they love as mothers. And in Arabic, when I was in Turkey, they have an endearing name, and a lot of cultures have endearing names for, instead of saying Mrs. So-and-so or Miss So-and-so, they call them like aunties. Like in some cultures, they say aunties. And in Arabic, it's called kalti, which means my aunt. And I feel like we have those in our church. I'm smelling it, Tina and Jillian. In some other countries, they say aunties. But nevertheless, we have them in our midst. And they are nurturing and loving those around them, as well as our own children. In John 3:18, it says, little children, let us not love merely in theory with word or with tongue, giving lip service to compassion, but in action and in truth, in practice and in sincerity, because practical acts of love are more important than words. I'm like, is that divine motherhood? Practical acts of love are more than important than words. And we do both, actually, as mothers. And the moms in our church do this very well, and I think it gives God a lot of glory with our practical actions of love as well as words. So to the young moms, so hey, young moms, who's way over there? I'm trying to see all the young moms here, Carla. Hey, young moms, you guys are amazing. You are baby incubators. We have one incubator going right now, right? You guys are baby incubators. And even that has amazed me, even though I've gone through it, Jenna's gone through it, Becky's gone through it, and Michelle's gone through it. We're baby incubators, but it's really amazing. Like, I feel like you could even just say for 9 months, I am growing a baby and like do nothing else. But you're not just doing nothing else. You're doing everything else. You are relentlessly serving your family, selflessly nurturing the little ones in your home for no pay. No one's paying. This is a payless job. Sometimes it feels thankless. You're tired. You're stretched physically and emotionally. But you're grace-filled and God-fearing. You're feeding, teaching, educating, washing, drying, wiping, cleaning, praying. You're arbitrating. You're arbitrating arguments, warfare in your own home. You go to bed, and you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. And at the age that your little ones are at, it's kind of non-ending. And no one is saying every day, thanks, Mom. Thanks for wiping my milk. Thanks for wiping the milk. Thanks for getting that out of the fridge. Thanks for putting it back in the fridge. No one's, you're just not getting that. So I'm going to give it to you today because it's a lot. And then for a special shout out to the single moms. Single moms, it's everything I just said without someone giving you a break. And that's hard work. And it's a big job. It's a big job, and it's no small thing. You're a working mom, and then you come home, and you're a working mom. And that's a lot. You keep coming, you keep caring, and you keep giving everything. Motherhood is very much like Jesus laying down his life for others and people not realizing what they're doing. Like, we know we're not being thanked, but we're doing it because it's the right thing, and we really love them. I would rather be hit by a car than have my child hit by a car. We really feel that way. It's not made up. And I feel like God's put that in our hearts as moms. I think that's a special, I don't know what it is. It's like when the baby cries at 2 a.m, we hear them cry. I remember something funny, because we have those ears to hear it. I don't know which baby it was, but I remember Ed saying, the baby slept through the night. And I said, no, they didn't. You slept through the night. And that's kind of how it is. We hear them. We hear them cry. God made us this way. And it starts from conception. That's how it is. God's given us hearts to hear them and respond to them and lay our lives down for them. And we don't have as many older moms. I'm looking at Michelle in the back. Older moms, Becky, older moms. Our training is kind of done. We're not wiping the kids' mouths. We're not wiping other things either. And we are, we're kind of sending them off, but we're not done. I think it's a joke when people say, oh, your kids are out of the house and you're done. You're like, no, I think you're just kind of starting. The hard work is over, the physical hard work, but the hard work of launching and watching to see if that ship is going to sail in the right direction, that's the hard work. Relinquishing control and then trusting the Lord with these kind of older kids that you're just shoving off. And it's never done. You're never done. I don't think a mother stops praying and caring and worrying. We're letting go. We're listening to them when they're having problems, but we're trying not to fix everything. We're listening and responding and getting our hands off of trying to control them. We're watching and waiting, hoping, encouraging, and praying and praying and praying, and then rejoicing and crying, and then you repeat the cycle. Maybe multiple times a day, maybe once a week, maybe once a month, but that's what us older moms have to do with the children. And on our knees, I feel like there's a shift that happens from getting up and getting kids ready and diapering and changing and washing, we go to praying for them and waiting on the Lord for them and believing for them and hoping for them and saying, I believe in you. I still love you. Even if you mess up or you're not quite where you're supposed to be right now, I'm with you. I believe in you. I love you just the way you are. Even when they go, they jump the tracks and they're not thriving maybe in the Lord. You're like, no, I love you. I'm behind you. I support you. And that's what us moms do, because I feel like we have to hold out hope even when they've lost hope for themselves as adults. And believe in God and say, I'm drilling down, I'm going deep, because it's not the end of the story. It's not over yet. And our older children look to us for that faith when they may not have faith. The aunties who never got married and didn't have children, I want to give a shout out to you, because what you've done in my life, and I could speak for other women in our church, by loving and giving, nurturing, going to plays, performances, graduations, parties, supporting them with your time and your money and your presence, that can't be underscored enough. I've actually thanked God that God has surrounded our family, and I know other people's families, with such loving people, because I don't think God meant it. You know, the whole village thing, like Hillary Clinton, is, she says it takes a village. I think it takes a church to raise a family, because there's a time when my kids don't really want me right there in the grill with them. They want other people, and so the support that the single women have offered in my children's lives has been such a reassurance to me, just kind of like them loving my children when I can't get that close to them right then, or them backing them up and reassuring them and saying, I believe in you. That has been a huge part of us growing this our family up, and I know as well as other people. It's a great task. Raising children is daunting, and it takes a church to raise a child. More than once have I said, when I was homeschooling, like Ingrid was like a second mother, but there have been many seconds. The rest have done that for our children. It's exhausting, and God has put us in a family, and this is how He meant for us to raise our children. For those of us also who haven't had great mothers to look at and say, oh, yeah, I'm like your mom. The church as a mother has been a place of learning for me, because I didn't have a great mom. That I feel like as a church, as we all come together and we have each other and we have the single moms and the working moms and the aunties, and all together are looking out, and we're all watching out for the well-being of our children. It's amazing. It's amazing. And one of the last things I want to say is that there is life in our love as moms and as loving other people's children. There's life in our love, and there's life in our death. Our kids don't always, they're not products. Our children are not products. They are creations. They're God's created work. He said, I began this good work. And there's times that there's a death involved, a death of expectation or hope or dreams or whatever may go on with our children. So there's life in the death too. And there's life in our being poured out for another's child, for our children and for other people's children, giving when it hurts and giving when we're tired and giving when we're weak and giving when we're spent emotionally. So I just want to finish with what I started with, which is, another version says, never let us grow tired doing what is right and doing what is good. For after a while, and sometime that while may be years and years and years, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. So don't get discouraged and don't give up, moms. Keep going. I think you're amazing.
Pretty good. Except for one part, okay? I'm not sure it was really true, actually. Okay, so we were at a men's meeting one time, and somebody was talking about how the moms always are the ones who get up with the children, you know, in the wee hours of the morning. I said, wait a minute here. I said, do you know how hard it is to lie there and breathe really slow and don't twitch and pretend you're asleep? Dad's got it rough, you know. Well, I wish I was joking. So, so anyway, she speaks from authority, obviously, because Janine's been there and done that. But she made one comment that, you know, her mom didn't give her the best tools to work with, to put it, you know, in one way. And Janine had a lot to overcome. Like, she didn't know what it was to really be a mom. But she saw God, and she got on her knees, and it was with much, what's the expression, blood, sweat, toil, and tears. And I would catch her, and you know, on her knees all the time, because she had to fight. But she didn't lose heart. So she read that scripture, let us not lose heart, and doing good. In due time we will reap if we don't grow weary. And she's really an example of that. And I believe all the moms are examples of that as well. And they don't have a choice, really. So anyway, so I'll share one picture. And then I want to pray for the moms. And then, you know, we can just enjoy fellowship on Mother's Day together, okay? As I was riding my bike to work, I just had this notion, like, you know, I'm going to try and ride my bike right down the white line on the side of the road, see if I can do it. And when I looked down, straight down, it was like virtually impossible to do. Constant corrections, you know, trying to make the thing be perfect, and it wouldn't do it. But then I realized if I looked up the road like 30 or 40 feet, I could stay on the line pretty easily. It wasn't a challenge. So, moms, in the day-to-day when you feel like giving up and it just seems overwhelming, and then you say, oh, I'm such a lousy mom, I've heard that before, and, you know, I'm doing a bad job. You know, you got to look up the road, because day-to-day is messy. But in the long run, what you're doing is of eternal value, and it will bear fruit that is lasting and eternal in your children, in that I know I give credit. I'm loving the way my children have turned out, and I really give credit to Janine for a large portion of that, if not all of that. No. So I want to just pray, and you can receive this prayer as a mother, or you can pray it for your own mothers, or for somebody else, but let's just bow our heads and pray. Lord, we pray for faith, strength, endurance, and wisdom for our mothers, Lord. And we pray for continued blessings and encouragement for them as they pour themselves out like a drink offering for their families. Help them to not grow weary with the daily rigors of raising children and family, but to be strengthened with deep joy at your plans for their children and with who you fashioned each one to be. We give you thanks for all the mothers, and we pray that you help us to serve them, mothers and aunties, as they serve and bless us. And we thank you for them and their place in the kingdom of God. Amen. Just one scripture to leave on from Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Amen. So let's clap for the moment. Amen. Well, we're going to have prayer up front. There's goodies outside, and just enjoy being a family together. Amen.